I think the comes to mind is it's just hauntingly familiar. When some of the resources first arrived in the L.A. area, some of them were working up to 48 hours before they got any rest because they got down there at a really critical time during these fires when they were still, you know, desperate to get resources into the area. So some of our folks, you know, initially were working about 48 hours. All of them have just been grinding really hard down there, and there's no place they'd rather be. They want to be there to support not only the community, but the firefighters down there. A lot of them lost their homes. So we know how to navigate this. We know what they're up against. And, you know, one of the, you know, really important pieces on top of the firefighting that has happened down there, the help that they've provided to the community. Just going through these neighborhoods, and if people are sifting through the rubble, we're getting out, we're talking to them, we're helping them, we're supporting them, we're giving them a hug if they need it. So I think we've also provided a really key piece to the community down there of just supporting them through sort of the process that we know far too well. A great way to kind of coin it is returning the favor, you know, also just trying to, you know, give them the support that we know they need, both community, the firefighters, everybody down there just needs as much support as they can get. And I know that that has been a really important piece for our crews down there to leave them with, is just knowing we gotcha.